Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Woo! I find the discussion fabulous. I find the discussion important because at the end of the day, I want folks to hear both sides of this. And I'm so lucky to have amazing, amazing friends that are so connected to the community that they can bring it whenever I need it. And Jamal Woodson's one of those guys, and I asked him to find black-owned business owners, and he filled up my phone. He is an amazing young man. His father is a brilliant leader. Brilliant. You should read his column today in the Wall Street Journal. Man. Mike Reed joining me. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Fabulous, sir. I appreciate you doing this. Mike, you're the owner of, is it Eon Bar and Grill, sir?
Yes, sir.
Where is that, Mike?
Eon is located in, it's in Homestead, 106 East 8th Avenue.
So, I'm so glad you're here. This is so important. Were you familiar with this announcement by Uber, sir, to waive fees to black-owned restaurants?
I'm not, no, at all. So, this is actually great news to us.
Okay, so, I'm so glad you say that. So, you've been through this pandemic, and man, it's been hell for every business owner, for every business owner, black and white, and thousands of restaurants have failed, as I'm guessing you know, Mike. Is it fair to just say black-owned business is going to break? Is that fair?
I wouldn't say that it was fair, but I think it's a good step into, you know, what's been going on, especially what's happening that happened during the pandemic. I actually opened up my business in the middle of it. So, like, right in October, that's when we actually opened up. We really didn't have a choice. With the amount of money we put in there and the options of being able to open up a little bit, we took it and ran with it. So, I think it's going to be great for everyone. But to highlight black businesses, I think that's going to be awesome for just for all of us.
So see, I see what he's saying, and I think he's spot on. We've got to highlight black businesses. But the white business owners, the white restaurateurs who failed, does this say to them, to hell with you, you don't count?
I wouldn't say it's to hell with you, but again, it's the highlight. I mean, we've had a lot of stuff going on in the world today. And I think, you know, for Uber to actually highlight black businesses, it's nothing against, taking nothing against white businesses and if they're failing. But I think it's a great step for black businesses. You know, we are starting to open up businesses at Homestead in itself. This area, we've had about 3 to 4 businesses that are opening up and moving forward. We're trying to expand across Pittsburgh. So I think it's a great step in it. It's a great partnership with Uber.
Well, by the way, I love what you're saying. This is Mike Greed, the owner of Eon Bar and Grill in Homestead. Mike, are you saying that there are 3 or 4 black-owned businesses opening in Homestead as we speak, sir?
Yes, sir. We have there's Soldi Lounge, formerly the old High Rollers. We are in the process of working to get a coffee shop here in on Homestead and 8th Avenue as well, along with Eon. We have Live Juice Bar. It's located 2 doors down from us. Black business. I know he during the pandemic, just sitting outside watching him deliver juices to people's cars. This could be an amount of juice that he's selling, this fresh juice. I think it's going to be awesome for him as well. I don't know if Brett knows about this, but I think it's going to be just great for not Homestead, but Pittsburgh and whoever else Uber decides to partner with.
Hey, Mike, it's fascinating, man. There was a time when I really struggled as a talk host to find a single black-owned restaurant in the region. I mean, there aren't that many, are there, sir?
No, sir.
And why is it so difficult? Why are there so few, sir?
I think, honestly, it's the amount of work that you want to put in to get that business started. I've been, I'm 36 right now. I've been working as a bathroom attendant since I was 15, up until the age of 28. So I knew the grind that there was behind it. And then, you know, everyone says, hey, it's Pittsburgh. It's hard to start a business. It's hard in general, but it's hard as a black business owner to start a business. You have to find that area, that borough, that family that's going to accept you. In Homestead, with open arms, accepted us, and they were willing to help us, teach us, get us started, get the business up and running. Not saying that we jumped through hoops, but we were able to get help to just start to, you know, to open the doors. Once you get the doors open, then it falls on you as a business owner. So your dreams and everything that you're trying to push, that falls on you. So it's finding the right community, someone that's going to buy into you also.
Mike Greed, the owner of Eon Bar and Grill at Homestead, man, I love the way you talk, man. I love the way you've got it together. I love your vision. What do you say, Mike? My phone's blowing up from folks who say this is racist, to just say cut a break to black-owned businesses. This is racist. And because they're saying that, I won't go to that business. What do you say to them, sir?
My doors are open for everyone. I'm also a teacher, so I have a lot of white friends. They join us at Eon. Again, it's just the highlight of, you know, what's been going on, not only in Pittsburgh, but across the nation. This is a chance for black businesses to get started, not to take away from any other businesses. But I think it's a start in the right direction for all of us. So maybe down the road, all other businesses will have that opportunity. But right now, I think with black businesses, it's a great opportunity for us to take advantage of, you know, what Uber's offering us.
Man, it's great to have you here today. And you're welcome here anytime, my friend. And I'll have to check out your business. Good luck, Mike. Whatever you need, please let us know.
All right, I'll see you soon.
Man. Love him, man. I got to grab Wallace. I always love to hear from Wallace. Wallace, welcome back in the Hill District. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's up, my man?
I'm just wondering. I mean, this is something we should be talking about. I mean, the number of black businesses amount to what? Nothing. Merely a drop in the bucket.
It's true, man.
Let's say we just give all our resources and everything to them. What's the big deal? You're only talking about less than a handful of people. How's that making such a big, broad impact over everything?
He makes a valid argument. And I'm not trying to be rude here, but Wallace will speak for me. It's very difficult to find a black-owned restaurant in this region, is it not, sir?
It's very difficult to find anything black in this region that's doing anything or what's... Get real. I mean, really. You're right. It's hard to find one. You know, I mean, you can look and search and you may find one here or one there. But all I'm saying is to have a show about this and say how cruel it is to think, you know, just give resources to all these black businesses where there's not all these black businesses, only one or two or three.
But Wallace, this is a nationwide deal. Does it not send the message that just help black businesses, even though thousands of white businesses failed the same way during the pandemic?
May I ask you a question? Here's the way, sir, I look at it. But, I'm crazy anyway. But, you know, the United States is still giving people in Israel billions of dollars.
True.
For what happened to them. You know, and the United States gave the Japanese plenty of money for their problems that they had here.
Yes, sir.
Everybody got something, but there's one person, Mark, I want you to guess who he is. There's one person who never got nothing. I bet you can't guess who that person is.
Hurry up, man. We're running out of time with you, my man.
Okay, well, that's the bottom line. You know what I mean? The whole thing is, this is ludicrous. I mean, you're talking about helping two or three businesses in the whole darn nation, and everybody's in an uproar.
You're always welcome here.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.